What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. What if I told you that the success of your business is based on 80% of your mindset, having a positive mindset? And then the other 20% is the tactics and strategies and, you know, all the hard work and all that stuff. What would you think? That's what I have realized over the past 6+ years of running my business, that the success of my business is based on mindset. You can have the best funnels and the best ads and the best strategies and tactics in the world, which are going to be great. They'll take you far. But if you don't have the right mindset as a foundation to your business is only going to go so far. And your impact will also only go so far. So in today's quick tip, I want to break down 3 key areas for improving your mindset. These are 3 areas that I'm constantly working on myself and I've been working on for many years, and my business and my life are better for it. So on today's quick tip, I'm going to share with you 3 key mindsets that successful business owners are constantly working on, constantly focusing on. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Let's dive into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope all is going well. Hope you and your family are safe and you're well. On today's quick tip, I want to share with you 3 key mindsets that are the foundation to successful 6-, 7-, 8-figure businesses, and how we as entrepreneurs, I really want to encourage you to be constantly working on your mindset. Because as I mentioned at the very top of the podcast here, I think, and what's been true for me over the past 6+ years of being in business, and what I also teach my accelerator students, is that mindset is about 80% of your success in your business, right? You can have the best tactics and strategies and funnels and ads and all that stuff. And that is very, very important. And it's going to take you far. But if you don't have the foundational mindset, if you're not constantly working on your mindset and how you approach your business and how you approach your life, then all those tactics and strategies and everything like that are only going to take you so far, okay? So today, I want to talk to you about money. I want to talk to you about your thoughts. And I want to talk to you about your commitment, okay? So let's first talk about money. Where does money come from? Think about that for a second. Where does money come from? And here's the answer. Money comes from, well, here's my answer, right? I'm sure that you could argue with me about this, but this is where I feel like it comes from and what has worked for me. Money comes from the service that you create in the world. I'm going to read that again. Money comes from the service that you create in the world. It comes from the value that you provide people. And it also comes from the energy you resonate from. We're going to get a little woo here on today's quick tip. For those of you guys, you've never listened to the podcast before and you're like, whoa, where is this guy going right now? I do get a little woo. I'm all about the woo and I'm okay with that. So money comes from the service that you create, the value that you create in the world, and the energy that you resonate from. So for example, on the energy side, if you go through your day-to-day in your business and you feel like money is hard to come by, you feel like money is hard to generate, and you're constantly resonating from that energy, that sort of negative, fearful energy, it's going to be tough for money to come in. Okay? You really want to be focusing on a positive energy as you go about your business and approach your business. Okay? As far as serving people, as far as creating value, especially right now, being April 2020 with the virus and, you know, the economy and the way it is like that, I want to really focus on this one point here. As long as there are people to serve, there's always going to be money. I want to repeat that. As long as there are people to serve, there's always going to be money. So I want you to think about, for your business, do you think there's a shortage of people to serve? No. And I heard on a call recently, I think it was one of my accelerator members, I think their dad told them. Yeah, it was one of my accelerator members, now that I think about it. Their dad told them, I thought it was a great point. There's not less money in the world right now. The money's just moved, right? And we have to remember that money is energy. And the harder that we hold on to that money, that we grasp it really tight, and we think about it from a limited scarcity mindset, it's going to make it harder to come to us. Money flows in, money flows out. Money flows back in, money flows back out. Money is energy, right? And as long as there are people to serve, there's always going to be money for you in your business. And this is one that, this next point about money was something that I had a really hard time grasping. And frankly, I still do a little bit. And I'll explain why. I'll get a little vulnerable with you today on today's quick tip. A happy life brings money. The happier that you are, the more grateful that you are for what you have, money will be attracted to you. I told you we're getting woo today. A happy life brings money. Now, in 2018, about 2 years ago, I had this realization that because I've struggled with anxiety and depression for most of my life, and I can date it back to about seventh grade, I went to Catholic grade school, and I just remember the depression, the worrying and the anxiety and all that stuff. Not depression back then. Anxiety and worry started happening right around that time of my life. And so what I realized about 2 years ago was that I was equating the more anxious I am, the more worrying I'm doing about my business and trying to control it. That's what was giving me the control in my mind. The more I worried, the more anxious I was about something, my brain said, oh, that's giving you control over the success of the business. I mean, that was a massive realization that I had. And to say it out loud, it's just like, you know, it's ridiculous. So if you feel like that, I totally get it. Totally get it. Been there and still struggle with it sometimes. Until I realize that it's the happiness that actually brings money. And we'll get super woo here. And I'm not going to go down this path right now. But it's not money first, then happy. It's happy first, then money. Okay? Happy life brings money. That's a short lesson on money, okay? Because I'm joking about it because I could spend episodes on just this one topic. But I want to just really hone in on or focus on a couple of different things. Number one, where does money come from? It comes from the service and the value that you create in the world and the energy that you resonate from. As long as there are people to serve, there's always going to be money, my friends. And a happy life brings money. Focus on the gratitude first of what you have. Okay. All right. The second thing after money is our thoughts. And the first question I want to ask you and pose to you on this one is, how can you think bigger in your business? How can you think outside the box in your business? And I know you might be like, well, Rick, right now here in April 2020, times are really weird. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of turbulence, virus, things are shut down, we're quarantined, all that other stuff. It doesn't mean that you can't lean in and think about how can you be serving? How can you be having a bigger impact in your business? How can you think bigger in your business? And what happens when we do that normally is we start working from what we think is possible based on what we've experienced in the past rather than what's possible for the future. And I'll tell you right now, anything is possible for you. Anything. So I want to encourage you to stop working from the past, what you've experienced in the past, results, all that, whatever's happened in the past, and rather work from possibility instead. What's possible for you in the future? Anything is possible. And that's not some cliche. The other point about our thoughts is, are you playing to win or are you playing not to lose? When we play not to lose, that's when we bring in the limited thinking, the scarcity mindset, right? Are you playing to win or are you playing not to lose? Because when we start thinking about, and I've done a quick tip episode on this recently here on the show, when we start thinking about our success is inevitable, we play a different game in our business. We're playing to win at that point. When we truly believe, when our thoughts are such that we, and the meaning that we give to those thoughts, is that our success is inevitable, you're playing to win rather than playing not to lose. And because when we play not to lose, we play small, we're fearful, we don't make decisions, we're not decisive, and we have a scarcity mindset. And oftentimes we don't let the flow of money, flow of that energetic flow run through our business. And remember, we are not our thoughts. We're the thinker of our thoughts. And our thoughts are an illusion, right? Because we get to define what meaning we give our thoughts. We can't control the thoughts that are coming in. Our thoughts are just going to pop up. But what we can control is the meaning that we give to those thoughts. All right. Super woo right now. All right. And the third piece, I know this is a quick tip episode. I want to keep this short for you today. The third piece to this mindset, the three key mindsets of very successful business owners is commitment. How committed are you to growing and streamlining your business? Think about that. You might say, well, of course, Rick, I'm committed to growing the business. Are you? Because if you're 99% committed, you're not fully committed. You're constantly having to recommit every single day. Because when you are fully committed and you're taking 100% responsibility for everything that happens in your business, that is when you're going to see growth in your business. You're going to have a bigger impact in your business. Your revenue is going to increase. And when we have that commitment in your business, you get to work from a state of confidence and a state of power. That's a really, really cool place to operate your business from. When you work from a state of confidence and power and 100% commitment, your success is definitely inevitable. No question. And I want to leave you with this. Trust that everything is going to be fine as long as you're coming from a place of service, you're coming from a place of caring, and you're coming from a place of love. Because when you come from those three areas, service, caring, and love, you're going to be successful in your business. People are asking me all the time now, should I be selling? Should I be running ads? Should I be backing off the business? No. You should absolutely be putting offers out there. You should absolutely be running ads. When you approach it from a place of service, caring, and love for your existing audience, your existing community, or people that they don't even know you yet, and you want to reach them to try to help. Trust that everything is going to be fine as long as you're coming from a place of service, a place of caring, and a place of love. We got super woo today, my friends, but these are the three, not the three, but three very important key mindsets for successful 6, 7, 8-figure business owners. And these are things that I work on in my business all the time for myself, where I don't work on my business. I work on for myself, which affects the business and affects my life. I want to encourage you to be thinking about these three things as well as you go through your day-to-day life and growing your business. All right? You got this. You got this, my friend. Thank you so much for listening today. I super appreciate it. Coming up in the next episode, got a really good one here for you. Another full-length episode coming up on Wednesday. If you've not yet left a rating and review for the podcast over on Apple Podcasts, I would be forever indebted to you to do that. It's a super big help. It's super helpful for the show. It allows us to reach new people who need to hear how to grow their online business. And I would really appreciate if you would leave a rating and review over there for me. Okay. Thank you so much again for listening to the show. Appreciate you. Stay safe. Stay well, my friends. I'll talk to you soon.